Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
It's time to get real about sex. I'm your host, Carter Cruz, ex-porn star, DJ, and professional party girl, and this is Ex Virgin, the podcast. Get ready for wild conversations with porn stars, kink enthusiasts, and listeners. Basically, anyone who isn't afraid to bear it all. There are no limits. This show is all about owning your sexuality and taking it there. So have an open mind and get ready to join the madness. Listen to a new episode of Ex Virgin every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
Danielle is here. Danielle a la Summerhouse, a la Winterhouse, mm-hmm. a la headlines of recent.
I just got the sweats just like.
No. Okay. That's not the vibe.
I mean, the headlines are pretty cute.
No, they're cute. They're cute. They're not drama.
No.
We talked. Was it in the summer?
Yes.
I really wanted you to come on when the Lindsay stuff was going on.
Yeah.
We almost did it. What ended up happening?
I don't know.
You recently got cold feet?
No, I didn't get cold feet. I would never do that for like not to you.
Yeah.
But I am just like figuring out how to organize all of my lives. And I think it was just too much. So now I think I'm better at it.
Yeah.
At adulting. Like I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I'm turning 35 this month. So I
think you're 88. Finally... I saw that. We're same age. Yeah.
Are we?
You're 88, but like a younger 88, right?
Yeah.
You're just turning 35 now.
Yeah.
Because, oh, you're a December baby. Oh, okay.
December 22nd.
Just so you know and remember. Just so everyone knows. Crazy time. Crazy time since the summer for you.
Yes.
Usually you didn't have, I mean, you've been on Summer House since the second season.
Yep.
And usually you like skated by, right?
Yep.
Pretty much. Did you like that aspect of it? Were you hoping to like be more in the prime of things or...
I liked it.
You liked
it. I really, really liked it because I was so focused on my finance job that I just needed to make sure I was still employed over there. And so to be someone who's a main really wasn't something I was going after. I was just like, oh, this is great. Like
so
I get to like be with my best friends.
A little bit?
It was more of like that's what my focus was. Like I wasn't putting myself out there, definitely not in this way. I wasn't trying to like chat
you
about.
You weren't trying.
No, I really wasn't. I wasn't even doing Instagram that well or at all.
It's funny.
Which is like part of the job.
Because there is a difference then between trying and not trying. Like there is organicness to things, obviously, like if you're having drama, if whatever. But there's also intention.
Yeah. And like people weren't really getting to know me.
At all. Yeah.
And so I was just
for
like.
For seasons.
Oh.
I mean, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. That's wild looking back at it now.
I know. And people were just like, how is she still on the show? And I'm like, I don't know either, but I kind of like that I've wrote this out.
So did you care? Because I remember chatter like that, like, what is she adding to the show? Or like, she's not showing her, you know, or whatever. Did you care? Were you like, oh, I don't like.
See, I give 110% when I'm there.
Yeah.
Like, when we're filming, But it's just what makes the edit makes the edit. What doesn't, doesn't.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to put myself out there outside of that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, people weren't getting to know me, but I do contribute a ton. Like, I'm real, number one.
Yeah.
I am not trying to be an actor or, you know, be in that world so much. So, like, you get what you get, and there's an authenticity.
Like, you weren't trying
to
be an influencer even.
Right. Like, and that's my life. Like, that share house, going to the Hamptons, work hard, play hard. That is what I do no matter what. Whether it's being filmed or not, I'm going to be out there.
Yeah. So, tell me about that going way, 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 way back. You come on season two. You're a, you know, you're working in finance. You come on as Carl's ex at that point.
Mm-hmm. That was a surprise to him, too.
Oh, because you weren't really exes? Or?
Well, no, we were exes, but he didn't know that I was joining the show at the time until I walked into the room at our first meeting. And he was just like, what is happening?
How long did you date before coming on the show?
It was 3 months, but like back then, New York 3 months was basically 3 years.
Yeah. So it was all like, hey, we know you dated Carl, like, want to come on the show and kind of freak him out?
No, it was part of just the conversation. I was like, oh, yeah, I know Kyle from being out there. Like, I've met Kyle before, too, in Montauk, and we would party together. And then Carl I met in Montauk as well, but we just happened to date. So I think that there was.
Wait, how were you going out to Montauk? You were like 20. Where were you staying?
In share houses.
Oh, like with other. You were just renting houses.
First share house, I think we had a roster of like 30 people.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I was sleeping on air mattresses.
No, I know. You can sleep anywhere. You had a season where you were, what's it called, like a part-timer.
Mm-hmm.
How did that affect the ego?
No, it was a mutual decision.
Oh, really?
Actually,
okay.
Because I was traveling for work. I was at Capital One at the time, and my team was in Richmond, Virginia. So I would spend 2 weeks in New York and 2 weeks in Richmond.
I remember you like, Danielle's getting on this train.
Yeah.
She's coming in. You would
so
come
imagine
in.
Like instead of the train ride hustle,
it was the plane.
A plane. And I was like, I can't do this. It would
That's
be too
wild
much.
That you were even doing that at all.
Yeah.
So like finance life and going to this house. It's like two different people.
Two sides of the brain, too.
Yeah.
And it was hard because I would have to context switch and give a shit about things that I like. OK, what are we talking about at this dinner table? And why do I care?
Yeah.
Or like, all I'm thinking about is like problem solving something at work. Because I'm like hot off like a Friday at work.
Do you regret any of that looking back?
No.
Like being so into work and.
No, it's like part of who I am.
Yeah.
It's like part of my identity.
Yeah. No, I remember that so well. But you've changed a little bit. Like you're still working hard. You're working on your own app now.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
It's going great. But I've realized that there's beauty in putting yourself out there, not just filming. Like making people get to know you in social media and podcasts and just like, you know, interviews. I didn't realize it until I started doing it. Like, oh, okay. I can tell my side of the story when we're not filming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you make that switch?
I'm so naive and like such a late bloomer in so many ways.
Did anybody sit you down? Was it a you thing? Like,
well,
how
started
did it come
seeing,
to
like,
be?
My castmates like do it.
Yeah.
And
but they
then,
were doing it for years.
I know, but like I was just like, I just didn't see it. I'm just like the naivety of being someone who put my other career first.
It wasn't important to you.
Not as important.
Not as important to you. And there was a switch.
Yeah.
So the switch came, you're saying, from seeing other people, but was it anything else?
Also like wanting to get my side of things out there because once I started, can I curse a little bit or no?
Away.
Okay.
Away.
Once I started giving a shit, I was just like, oh my God, I didn't really mean that or I can't believe that came out that way. And what did that person say?
Yeah.
I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let me also lean in the way my castmates have. And also they were doing it and talking about me. And I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I want to talk too.
Yeah. So first of all, welcome. Welcome to this other side of reality TV.
Yeah.
But I do feel like it's such an interesting journey because it's so many years. It was a conscious decision for you to stay, enjoy it, get the like fruit of it, but also have the other side of your life. Like it really worked that way for quite a while. And then things shifted a little bit and you're leaning in.
Yeah.
You're leaning in.
I am.
That's, I think, what it is. You're leaning in.
Cheryl Sandberg. I'm Cheryl.
And also, I mean, do you think there's a change because you're now like not working for You're working for yourself.
Yeah. So I couldn't say where I worked mm-hmm. on TV or in the press at all, because if I wanted to keep my job in corporate America, that part had to be away.
Yeah.
And so I was there for 3.5 years also filming on top of that.
Yeah. Did anybody at work know, like bosses and stuff?
Yeah.
Were they, did they're they like, watch you? Were
they're
you
like,
concerned?
Why didn't you tell us you were an actress? I'm like, because I'm not.
And you also didn't grow, like a lot of these reality TV stars grow up wanting to be in the entertainment industry.
Right.
Maybe settling for reality TV or seeing that as an avenue. Did you have dreams of like being on stages and?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah.
Still to this day, I think like this format is where I feel at like my most at home, because I love talking. I would love to do a podcast, but it would probably be in technology, not in like pop culture.
Yeah.
But I do love it. I just like I don't really like the spotlight that much.
That much.
Like I don't wake up and like that's the first, I'm a Capricorn. So like I'd rather be behind the scenes just hustling and grinding and making money, but not necessarily in front of people's faces doing it.
I know. But yeah, you are in front of people's faces. So let's talk about this season of Winter House First of all, you go into it. Is this your first time being filming without Lindsay? Or without like...
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's like... Did that feel like you could... You're kind of flying on your own? That give you any sort of power?
Yes and no, but... Because Kyle was still there. House dad was still there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's comfort in having Kyle there. But when it comes to Lindsay, we're still repairing our best friendship, right?
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where I think that I was comfortable doing it on my own because we had been kind of broken up for a little bit.
Right.
And I know we're still repairing.
Yeah.
So I was okay with it. And I think that I've finally hit my stride when it comes to being comfortable in that environment in filming.
Yeah.
It only took like 5 seasons, but
yeah,
I got it now.
Kyle's really good to you too, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't turn on you. There was like one.
He doesn't back me up as much as I would love.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. He knows who I am at my core, which
he doesn't talk shit. I feel like there was one time where maybe last season he didn't, but I just felt there were moments this season where he did feel like kind of
big brother,
but like, like, he's not going to be like, Danielle's a mess. You know, I feel like he's not going to turn on you in that way.
Because we get each other at like a lot of levels. Like
the
career sense.
Right.
And then like the partying sense, like wanting to blow off steam.
Yeah.
We both do that. And that's like our way to kind of get through all of the craziness of our lives.
Can you still drink like you used to? It seems like you can, which is wild. Like no hangovers, like...
You know, I've learned certain tools and tricks. Most of the time, you just have to just get one healer to get you back to normal. And then you're
good for
the
healer?
Rest. Just like a quick little morning beer.
Stop. That's a for real thing?
Yeah. And you're just level set and you're fine for the rest of the day.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Consider,
and do you have a high tolerance?
I think what I'm good at is pacing myself really well.
Mm.
Like I don't have this need to get blackout drunk.
Right.
It sometimes happens, of course, but I don't have like, sometimes I like to pump the brakes a little bit, switch to water every now and again, and then keep going.
Yeah.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
If you guys haven't heard about Organic Olivia, then welcome to your new life of traditional herbalism for modern life health issues. We're always so worried, and especially me, about taking anything that has like drugs in it. You know, I'm really into things that are naturally made and then I'm not scared to take them. So Olivia, the founder of Organic Olivia, she's a clinical herbalist and she literally made an amazing collection of natural medicinal tinctures and adaptogens that work on everything from digestion troubles, which we know that I have, to skin problems and hormone issues. They literally have amazing products like Mane Magic that reduces hair shedding, liver juice, because it makes my skin so dewy. It is unreal. They have glucobitters for balancing blood sugar before you eat carbs. And there is also great stuff for your immunity. Literally just amazing products. You guys have to check out Organic Olivia. They even, this glucobitters thing, right? It's like a natural Ozempic. Glucobitters is super awesome. It's their best-selling tincture, and it's infused with over 500 milligrams of herbs that help balance blood sugar, that combats insulin resistance, and improves metabolic health. The herbs in glucobitters lessen cravings and support insulin sensitivity. Basically, you take a couple of drops in a glass of water before a big meal, and you'll feel full faster. This is one of those brands that never offers discounts. It's your lucky day, guys. Go to organicolivia.com. Use code NOTSKINNY at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. That's organicolivia.com. Use code NOTSKINNY for 15% off, a limited time only. Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm. For those who aren't moms and don't know that I'm using the Blippi Dinosaurs melody, then that's funny because I am. I'm really a jingle writer at heart. I'm a jingle musician. But Mattress Firm, you guys, I know looking for a mattress is such a freaking pain. Mattress Firm is here to help you find the right one. They also price match. Like, you found a lower price, Mattress Firm will match that, okay? Mattress Firm carries a wide selection of high-quality mattresses from top brands at every price point. So they will find the right mattress from this wide selection of top brands and help you find one at your price point and match prices if you ever find anything that's lower than their shop, okay? You guys, sleep is the most important thing in the world. You can't work without sleep. You can't talk without sleep. You can't function without sleep. And really, it's something that we should invest in as much as we invest in, you know, skincare and other things like that. And I've cheaped out on mattresses before. You know, I've been like, it doesn't matter. Let me just order this. Like, no. You need to find a good mattress. You need to find one that's good for your back. You need to find one that's good for your sleep. Don't waste time with no sleep, you guys. So check out Mattress Firm. The right mattress matters. Mattress Firm will find yours during the once a year sale and clearance. Score huge savings at Mattress Firm with can't miss sale and clearance prices. You came into Winter House. How long before you started filming did you and Robert break up?
So we broke up. Oh my gosh. Well, it's almost a year. It's definitely a year now. We broke up right before Thanksgiving. So it would have been like 3 months, pretty much.
Did it feel super fresh?
Well, yeah, because I had just been in Aspen where Robert was working and like had to face a lot of that.
Why were you there? Vacation?
Yeah, because, yeah, I can't stop doing share houses, I guess.
Oh, you were just, wait, I was Aspen was,
yeah, I was there for, well, Aspen, I did a share house with my other friends for 3 weeks.
Oh, not filmed.
Not filmed.
Oh, okay. So you were in Aspen with friends. So you knew you would run into him, that he works there. Did you want to run into him?
Yes and no. It was like a very big closure moment. And, you know, had heard that he was seeing someone else who I had suspected during the breakup. So that was like, you know.
What, you think he cheated?
I think that there was an emotional connection with someone that he was working with that was part of it.
Oh,
for sure.
Okay. So that's why I was interested when Amanda said on Winter House, like, that he burned you. I was like,
yeah.
I felt like the audience didn't exactly know what that meant at that time.
Yeah, that'll, I think more of that will come out in Summer House, the upcoming season.
In 2028, yeah, we'll know what happened.
Because, like, the girls, we're like a good girl group now.
Yeah.
Because I think everything that happened last Summer House had to happen. Like, a lot of the friendship breakups and the mess and, like, the reunion and, like people were going after each other. But I think all of that needed to happen for us to be, like, a wonderful girl group moving forward. And so a lot of them were there for me when the breakup happened.
And Lindsay wasn't, because you weren't talking then.
No.
Mm.
So then over the summer, we just kind of all really loved each other. And so I was open about what had happened with Robert. So a lot of that
because you really didn't open up to the girls before.
No,
you were so guarded with them
because, you know, it was like two sides. Like, there was like Team Lindsay and I was on that side. Just like everyone knew that there was a divide.
Yeah.
And I feel like we needed to have everything kind of break down and crumble for it to kind of like come back together again, which is,
I feel like you needed it.
Yeah, probably.
No, because I'm thinking, like, who did it affect the most in a good way at the end of the day?
It sucked. It sucked at the time.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're at, like, this place where, like, now the girls and Lindsay and myself were kind of friends.
Well, they still don't like Lindsay, though.
They do.
Yeah, better?
Yes. Things are,
like, everything that happened with Carl, they feel for her.
Also, I feel like in the reunion, like, what was said needed to be said finally. You know, like, they finally got some stuff out there, especially Paige and Lindsay. I was like, there was always some, like, weird unspoken tension. Amanda always had something against Lindsay. And so I feel like finally we're kind of getting there.
Oh,
like,
you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hopeful.
Yeah. Okay. You're optimistic. Okay. So you're saying we're going to find out more about the Robert breakup as we go.
Well, and I say I talk to the girls a lot about it over summer. And
so, meaning you're still, over summer.
I know. It's like
you would have broken up in Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm, the previous. And so where I wasn't so comfortable talking about it when we were filming Winter House.
Oh, OK. So more time had passed.
Yeah.
Weren't over it.
Well, then they just, like, I think they even, like maybe they hard launched on Instagram or something. I don't know.
But, oh, is him and his, he's dating that girl now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Crazy. Yeah.
Are you feeling okay about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a good guy, though, all in all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smile. Ping.
Yeah. I don't know how to wink, but. Yeah. Yeah.
No?
I mean, I
didn't notice a lot of things when you were dating, maybe?
Yeah, and, like, I feel like the way it went down and the end, like, it was just, you know, when someone breaks up with you and it's like, okay, you did this, and this, and then it comes out that, oh, no, you just wanted to date someone else.
Mm.
Like, why did you have to make me feel bad in the
process?
But he
broke up with you and made you feel like you did things?
Yeah, like it's not about, it's not, I was like, well, it seems like you're really into this girl that you're working with. And he's
gaslighting,
like, that's not
I think it's called gaslighting.
Yeah,
right?
I just hate the fucking buzzword.
I hate it.
I'm so over the buzzword.
Me too.
So
I hate
it.
That's why I'm asking.
To describe it
without saying. That's why I'm asking, because I'm like, wait, but I think this one actually means it.
Yeah.
Like, unlike so many other times.
I'm glad you said it.
This one actually means it. Is he a narcissist? No, I'm just kidding. Maybe. Who knows? Okay. So Winter House. You get to Winter House. Even though you just dealt with this breakup, you're in the mood. You're in the mood.
Yeah.
You're in a lot of moods.
I just, like, wanted to get after it and, like, get my
dick.
Mojo.
Like the D.
Yeah.
The D.
Yes.
Which you've, like, we've never seen you like this before.
No.
Ever.
No, because, like, I always want the D, but, like, I was more subtle about it. I think
so
that
subtle.
I was way less subtle about it this
time. Yeah, you were less subtle. So let's talk about it. You get there. First impression of Alex wasn't great.
No, it wasn't. Because, you know, he was just, like, a typical guy was just, like, kind of flirting with everyone. And I was just like, who is this guy that's just, like, giving everyone compliments?
Did you like the ponytail?
I like long hair.
I do too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, with Alex, I remember seeing the first episode and I was like, ick, ooh, ick, ooh, ick. Like, I went back and forth. Like, I was like, I get it. Wait, that's gross. No, but it's hot. And, like, you guys, I'm sorry. I said it on my Instagram. I was like, it's hot. Like, you had hot makeouts.
Yeah.
There looked to be a lot of chemistry. It was a good, hot coupling.
Vacation.
Yeah.
Like, that's what was on my mind. I want a vacation, fling. And that's, like, you know, that's all I want.
And you didn't care, it seemed like, at the beginning, that, like you said, he was flirting with everyone. He was flirting heavily with Jordan.
Yeah.
You even in the hot tub, said to him, after making out and having a sesh, you should talk to Jordan.
Yeah.
What was that?
Because, like, I knew that he was interested in her. And I was just like, I did want the makeout. But I was just like,
At that point, you didn't care, I feel like.
No. But then once we started having sex, I was like, okay, you can't keep flirting with someone else under the same roof.
Yeah.
When we're having sex all the time.
Which, by the way, makes sense to me.
It makes sense to me, too.
It makes a lot of sense.
I think in Alex's mind, it didn't make as much sense.
Yeah.
Because he was like, well, you still told me, like, remember that time that you told me that I could still? And I'm like, that was days ago. And, like,
that's years in this house.
Yeah.
Did you get the vibe throughout that he was into you?
Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the thing is, the foundation was friendship.
Yeah.
We, like, to this day, it's friendship. So when a lot of this stuff started happening, it was more like disrespect of our friendship. Like, why are you playing me?
Yeah.
Like, why are you making me out to be this fool? Like, I thought we were cool. I thought we were, like, I was helping him. Like, of course, you don't see, helping him through some anxiety that was going on. There was stuff going on back home. He had another girl I didn't know about back home. I was like helping him through a lot of this stuff. And then behind my back, you're kind of saying, like, not so great things. So I'm just like, that's interesting.
But it did bother you in general when you saw him and Jordan, like, have their own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that to me, like, there's an intuition there.
Yeah.
It didn't smell right.
You felt like he was still trying to get in her pants.
Yeah. And it seemed like it was being reciprocated.
Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, like, maybe, and this is a little bit girl nature sometimes. Oh, at first I didn't like him, but there is a girl here that, you know, she's a great girl and she's into him. So maybe, like,
no, that didn't cross my mind.
Oh, okay.
Because Jordan and I are also friends.
I don't know, Danielle. I don't know. We need to talk about that, too, because I felt like you thought you were friends, but she wasn't being so great to you.
That's what I realized.
Oh, okay.
That's what made, like, my heart hurt. And I was just like, I don't understand what's going on.
You realized watching it
during, I'm like, what is happening?
Why did you think, were you friends before?
Yeah.
Oh, you knew each other before filming?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I was just like, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of my, like, acting out, or people are just like, you're so cringe. I'm just like, well, what would you do if, like, people who you thought were your friends are now all, like, being kind of shady?
Yeah.
And you don't know how to vocalize it, or you don't know how to put your finger on it. And everyone in the house is like, no, it's cool. Like, it's fine. I don't see anything, you know, that shouldn't be, you know, happening. And I was like, okay, maybe it's me. And then I would drink a little bit. I'm like, I don't think it's me.
I have this feeling. In the last episode that I watched, that's out as of right now that we're recording, you had just had the conversation with Jordan at the fire pit. Which, by the way, I want to go there. I want to order all the food that you guys are ordering.
It was amazing.
It just looks so good every time you guys order all the food. That's what I'm looking. That's what I'm watching, like, on the show. Like, that's what I'm looking, like, at. What are those chips?
Yeah.
What's that truffle? So you have this conversation. She seems very like, you're kind of.
Okay. So, like, put yourself in my position too. This is a girlfriend who I went into the show with. And I knew, like, we were both single. We were both, like, ready to, like, get after it. And she started becoming, like, more, like, distant in the whole house, not just towards me. And I was like, okay, maybe she needs to get, like, her, like, mojo going.
Yeah, you weren't just being, like, anti-feminist, being like, you need a dude in your life. There was context to this.
Yeah.
Which is, like, we both went in.
I said it the wrong way in that moment. I was just like, well, that's not what I meant. But the feeling behind that was just like, okay, maybe I should pay more attention to you, because maybe we should just go out together and take the town by storm.
Yeah.
It didn't land.
And she tells Alex, he even says, I don't care who said it to you, it's not okay. And she seems like she wants to tell him that it's you.
Yeah.
So that felt a little like, does she want him to turn on you? Like, what's
the
vibe?
I don't know. But I just know I didn't like it.
You heard that? Because in that moment, it shows you getting mad and like hyping yourself up, doing your mirror talks.
I do though.
Do you do those sober too or just drunk?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sober too? I did it this morning.
Oh, really? You could, Danielle, you got this.
Got this. You got can do this.
You can do this. So did you hear him saying she's the worst or something?
Yeah.
Oh, you heard it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big house, but it's not that big.
Yeah. I mean, we don't get to see how mad you are.
And you can tell by their body language what's going on.
Like, yeah.
I'm not
Why didn't she just hook up with him then if she liked him so much?
I don't think that... I think they gravitated towards each other in a way that I don't really... Like, you know, I wish there were more boundaries and, like, walls put up. But I think that there was, like... It was a cute chemistry and she really liked it. But I don't think that she truly would have gone there.
Mm.
Yeah.
So do you think both of them should have?
I don't know. I feel like this is therapy right now because I really don't know.
Like, think about it. Go back.
Yeah.
Do you think both of them should have respected you more at the end of the day?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what stings the most because I obviously act out and I didn't like the behavior. And you see that, obviously. But it's like the female's always the crazy one. Like, oh my God, you're crazy. Like, you're stage five clinger. I'm like, that is not it. Like, I'm not.
Were you looking for something? Like, did you at that point think, Alex?
No.
The one for me.
100%.
The guy that's telling you has no motivation, doesn't want to work. Which that felt like so not you.
Yeah, it's not.
And you're like, come to Brooklyn. And he's like, don't have a job, chilling. That isn't something you're looking for in a partner, I'm assuming.
No. But I think that he's a wonderful, like,
so he's
human.
Like fun, yeah.
And he's my friend. At the end of the day, both of them are my friends. And I wanted to keep that going. But I also didn't want to feel disrespected.
Yeah.
And that's what sucked.
So you never thought about having anything serious with him?
No.
Why was he thinking that? Because that's what I got from him. He was such a typical dude of, like, that just reminds me of, like, high school, which is, like, want a girl, get a girl, get less into her because I got it.
Yeah.
Want a girl, she doesn't give me it. Like, she doesn't put out, right? Let's talk in, like, high school terms. And I'm still into it. I'm still into the chase.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of felt like.
And it is that. And I come from a place of, like, I have a ton of guy friends. I know how to be platonic with a guy. And I think that he doesn't have many just girlfriends. So he didn't know, like, so every girl obviously wants a romantic relationship, right? Like, no, that's not it.
Yeah. And not at that time.
Right.
You didn't want that. Do you think?
But I did want.
Yeah, you wanted, like, the closeness. Yeah.
Yeah.
And was he good in, like, bed and stuff?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
He looks like he has it. I'm like, that's annoying. Like, he really does have the
vibe. And
then
there's hair, and then it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It felt nice.
Yeah.
So I wanted to keep that part going. It was, like, annoyed that I couldn't keep that part going.
Oh.
And then, like, what's going on over there?
Yeah.
It was,
you're like, why can't you just...
Just be normal.
Keep this good thing going.
We only have, like, 5 days left. Like, can we just keep this moving? Come on.
Yeah.
Let's just be consistent here.
But you couldn't really let it go when you heard what he said, I'm assuming. Because then you would be...
Because then it just started feeling like shady boots and...
Yeah.
What's going on behind my back and...
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hate it.
So you don't... Do you connect to the idea that maybe you weren't ready for, like, connecting with someone at all? Or, like, it's not... doesn't have anything to do with that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Because I'm a very sex-positive person. I could remove the emotion from the sex. And I know that's probably not a great thing to say.
Yeah.
But it was... I wanted that mojo back. I wanted to feel that I still got it.
Yeah.
And so, like, the mission was accomplished. I just wanted to keep doing it until the end of the vacation. And once it was stripped away from me, I was just like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't really, like, even though you're not super egotistical, you couldn't have your ego hurt in that way. We're like, okay, I'm having sex with you, not trying anything serious, but don't, you can't be like.
Not under the same roof.
Yeah, under the same roof is,
like,
weird.
You know, if you went to a bar and brought something like that, fine. But like under the same roof with someone who's also my friend, just felt odd.
And you're still friends with both of them.
Yes.
So seeing.
I mean, I was with Jordan last night.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, it wasn't that deep. And I'm never going to make it that deep. My memories from that, no matter what the edit is, I had a great time.
Yeah.
And the friendships were real. And so, like, that's what I choose to hold on to.
You would feel silly to be stuck on
me. Yeah, like, make a fool out of me all you want. I'll, like, keep you at an arm's length. But we can be cool. Like, I will. You just put them in different boxes.
Yeah. So, watching confessionals, which you're used to because you've watched confessionals
for years.
But, like,
this was, like, I hated this.
Yeah, this was a different.
Because I know that we filmed them months after. So, like, do you really feel that way about me? Come on.
What really hurt you?
I think red flag was said. Yeah,
that's so funny you said that. I wrote that. I was like,
Jordan with Alex the goat, saying but not red the flag scapegoat. I was just like,
what scapegoat?
She's like, we're both goats, but I'm not your scapegoat. It was just like, oh.
Yeah, what red flags do you think he was talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I have some.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I'm a human being. I'm sure I have a few red flags here and there. But I certainly didn't think I was waving them that much.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't either. I think a lot of viewers thought it was a little shady that there was an episode where when Jordan was still into Corey, she literally cried to the house because Malia spit in his face. She thought it was a kiss. And she wanted to bone Corey, even though between Corey and Jordan, there was actually nothing going on.
Right.
Like, he has a girl, even though he wasn't, like, being super clear about that. But I feel like we didn't really get to see even, like, that a big flirtation there. And then she knows that you're uncomfortable with them being that close. And she talks about in interviews, like, I don't get it. We flirt. That's what we do. Yet she was so upset about the Corey situation. Did you feel like there was, like, a double standard?
Like, are we doing buzzwords again?
Double standard there?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's just, like, I hate also saying girls, girl, too.
I know. That's gross. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for
You're a good friend and a good person.
Yeah, that's what I always go back to. Like, if you're a friend, there's
I think people know you're a good friend.
Up.
I think that's, like, your middle name.
But, like,
you know?
I would just say, like, that's our relationship. We flirt. That's what we do.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be your relationship with that guy who has a situation going on with another person.
That you are that you care about.
Regardless, like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems odd behavior to me.
Yeah.
And so now I'm on my high horse. But, like, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't justify it by saying we just have a flirty relationship.
Yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Nope, we can't believe it either. 2024 is literally here. Like, how weird. I was just getting used to saying it's 2023. I just stopped writing down that it's 2022. But it is. It's 2024 around the corner. And if you're having a New Year's Eve party, then invite me. But also, don't worry, because New Year's Eve is all set for you by Macy's, okay? They have all the looks for you, all the sparkly mini dresses for your midnight toast, all the accessories you need for your full glam look for your night out, okay? They also have the signature red lip to top it off if you're Taylor Swift or you just like a red lip. Because, you guys, Macy's has it all. Okay, I've talked to you about this before. Department stores, ugh, I just love them. I love that you can go in. I love that you can get a red lip. I love that you can get, like, a barbecue grill. I love that you can get some plates. I love that you can get some decor, some outdoor furniture, some Nikes, a Baby G watch. Okay, that was me when I was little. A nice Michael Kors, if you will. So go check out Macy's.com/ownyourstyle to get a load of all of this. Also, if you got a Macy's gift card for the holidays, put it to good use and snag something you may have left off your gift list. Macy's has great deals happening online and in store right now, so check out Macy's.com. This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you guys, this is such an amazing invention that, like, thank the Lord that eBay created eBay Authenticity Guarantee, that now you know when you buy something that it is a real deal. You're not going to get a fake, because with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, there's a real team of experts, okay? They do this for a living, that they check every item and they make sure it's authentic before it is sent to you. It's such a scary thing to want to buy like a real designer item and like not knowing for sure-sies that you're gonna get the real deal, you know? With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust, eyes closed, blindfolded, okay, that it's the real deal because it's been authenticated. What's awesome about it is that it has a little blue check mark next to it. Also, you can filter your search by only wanting to see authenticated items. And then you know that, you know, that's the only thing showing up. So don't forget that little blue check mark. Okay. So pull out your phone, head to eBay, search for an authenticity guarantee item. Do you want a Louis? Do you want a Rolly? Filter your search through eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You guys, did you find it? Is it something you didn't expect to see? Is it something you've been just dying to have, tough to find? You guys, eBay Authenticity Guarantee is here, and it really just is life-saving for people that want to buy good stuff and are scared to catch a fake. So ensure your next purchase is a real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
First of all, you're a loyal bee, which goes into talking about the Lindsay stuff a little bit. Throughout all the seasons that you've been on, whatever could be said was like, one thing is for sure, Danielle is the fucking most amazing friend. It's like, you're the Malika to the Chloe. Mm-hmm. You know, you are.
I take pride in that, honestly, because that's, I love being a good friend to people. Yeah. I know that it hurts me sometimes because then I get burned a little bit, or people are just like, well, she's just blindly defending that person.
Yeah.
I don't do anything blindly. I'm a ride or die.
Yeah, like, you're a ride or die.
I'll do it knowing.
Do you ever feel like you rode too hard, though?
Yeah, I think that only because at certain points, I don't think that she was doing the same for me.
Right.
I didn't give her a lot of reason to.
Right, you weren't getting into shit.
Right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, the question was like, would she then? I don't know.
Hypothetically, you weren't sure that it would be the same.
Yeah.
Do you regret like anything, like maybe the wine pouring with Sierra? Do you ever regret like times that you literally got into huge fights? At that time, we know you weren't looking to like you weren't doing this from any other intention
right.
than your pure loyalty, wanting to defend Lindsay in that moment. But also, Lindsay has this attribute to her that I've talked to her when she has been on my podcast, where she kind of shuts down in fights.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, she's not yelling. And I don't know if that's her tactic to like, Lindsay, shut the fuck up so you don't say anything. But then you would step in and yeah. be the voice and get shit about something that you're not even involved in.
I regret inserting myself so much in things that had nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
And so I think that going into Winter House, I made it a point not to insert myself into things. And that's why I wasn't so vocal about Corey. So vocal about certain other things that I saw, because I was just like, all right, learn your lesson. You do not have to, you know, fight other people's battles.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying.
No, that's good that it was like a learning thing for you. We all know what happened with Lindsay and Carl, like what the public knows now. One of the first things I thought after obviously the shock was like, is Danielle feeling a little vindicated, a little not happy that this happened to her friend, but
right.
a little like, told you so, I knew it. Like, everyone thought it was crazy.
Yeah, I hate the told you so thing, but I think it's more like, you know, this is exactly what I wanted to prevent. This is not the outcome that I wanted, but that was the flag that I was raising. Like, it seems like it's going in a direction where you guys need to sort some like really big things out before making this huge decision.
So is that maybe what we didn't hear you say?
Because I, you know what, as reasonable and, you know, intelligent as I am, sometimes things come out of my mouth the wrong way. And
or maybe, did you not want to throw them under the bus maybe, like on Summer House, and say, you guys have issues that I know about, you know, that kind of thing? Because we heard you saying going too fast. And that, as an audience member, and by the way, I was one of the people trying to understand you in that time, like trying to
see
both sides.
But I go too fast, too. Like,
yeah.
I moved in with Robert 3 months after we met.
Right.
And what's going on with Joe? Like, that's moving. pretty quickly as well. I'm not a hypocrite. Like, you know what I mean? I know what it's like to go too fast.
Yeah.
But I thought that we could have a conversation about it and be like, I know, like, I wish it would be like, you know, I know I'm going too fast and I want you to support it. Cause then I would have been like, oh, that's what the lane that you want me in. Then that's the one that I'm going to be in.
But were you seeing stuff that concerned you aside from the pace? Cause I think the audience members, we thought just the pace, then who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
But like that's stuff that sometimes as best friends, like when we're filming, there's certain things that if I were to put it on, like out there, I was in a lose-lose situation, in my opinion. Because like I couldn't say what really was going on because I felt like, oh my God, they don't want a lot of things to be said.
Right.
And then at the same time, using words like too fast or, you know, why don't you talk about this or why don't you talk about that?
Yeah.
Like that was also not great.
Yeah.
So like it just
and there was no way
around.
You were not going to express any sort of feelings towards
it. Yeah. But then again, in my naivety, I really didn't think that he was going to pop the question that summer. I really didn't think so. And I even talked to Robert about it at the time. And I was just like, do you think? And he was like, that'd be crazy. Like, there's no way. There's a way.
And you were really hurt, though, that even though you had all these feelings towards a relationship, you weren't included because you felt like the third wheel to them. You felt like the third musketeer or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you see now maybe why you weren't included? Or do you still think that you should have been?
I would have liked to still have been included. I would have liked Carl to like still like put things aside or say like, hey, use this as a way to like bring us all back together. But again, that was a naive thing to think because like, why would he? Like when I rewatch it and when I talk about it, I'm just like, okay, yeah, I can understand why he wouldn't want me to know about it. But his reasoning was like that I would tell the rest of the house.
And
like,
he wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have. I'm a vault in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Do you blame him then for icing you out?
I did.
Yeah. Lindsay's reaction during that whole fight, again, she was very stoic, very cold.
I hated that.
I know. You hated
that. Because I know that she did it so much with other people. And you know, when you think that you're the exception and not the rule, I thought that I would be the exception.
Mm.
And that's the moment where I'm like, I'm not.
You're getting the same.
I'm just like everyone else.
You're getting the same treatment. Wow. I think watching that, like we could totally see you breaking because it's hurtful. And it really felt like she just switched on you.
Yeah. And I couldn't believe that we had gotten to that point.
Yeah. Do you have any regrets on that whole situation?
The biggest regret, I think, was, and again, this was a lose-lose situation, but the engagement party. I was drinking the entire day.
Oh, you could have like.
I didn't know there was going to be an engagement party later on. And I was just like so emotional. And I was like, I thought about not going, but I thought that would look also terrible to be the only person not there. And so that would be a whole conversation. And then I show up and I don't act right. So I was just like that, you know.
Yeah.
That I would take that part back.
Better.
Yeah.
Are you speaking to Carl now?
Not really, but one of my good friends recently passed away and they were friends as well. And he knew him. So, you know, he reached out. He said really sweet things. So it's really hard to, in that moment, still hate the guy.
Yeah.
But
do you hate him for her now or do you still hate him for you?
Well, just the way that things went down, I didn't agree with. And I'm not someone who typically plays Switzerland.
Yeah. Right. Oh, really? Oh, we didn't know. So did your friendship with Lindsay start coming back to life? You said it's still a work in progress. When this happened, or were you working on repairing the friendship even before?
We were working on the friendship way before.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't have wanted to film another season without some conversation before we started. And so the conversation
helped.
Yeah. Well, we took Andy's advice.
What did he say?
At the reunion, he was like, you guys need to just sit down.
Yeah.
And if you guys want a friendship, prioritize that. Talk off camera, do it, you know. So we did.
So you did. And you're saying do you think it could ever be the same as what it was?
I don't think either of us want it to be like that. I think we want to do something entirely new.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, you were saying this before and it's funny because I wrote it down too and was thinking it. I felt your friendship, I said Malika before, but it's actually a Jordan and Kylie situation because even Kylie now says, she said in one of her latest interviews, that Jennifer Lawrence interviewed her for Interview Magazine
And Jennifer Lawrence was like, you're good with Jordan now. Like, and she was like, yeah. She's like, we needed this to happen because we were codependent. Mm-hmm. She would probably still be living with me. Jordan found herself. Kylie was able to, and now they're friends again, probably in a different
way. And that's exactly it. Like, it kind of, we were too intertwined, too codependent. It was every day. It was nonstop. And so I think we just, I hate the way it went down, but I think it needed to happen in order for us to like have what we have now.
Yeah, that's great then.
Yeah.
And also you were talking about it before, like you were able to create a friendship with the other girls and not be iced out because your team, Lindsay.
Right. And I think that they saw that and Lindsay as well. And maybe it's starting to kind of bridge that gap where it's like, okay, the other half of us is not so bad. Like, why are we still holding grudges from years ago? Why do we care? Like, let's just like all hang out and have a good time.
That's good. So you're cool with everyone. You said you watched Southern Charm for your girl, Paige.
Yeah.
So you're super good with Paige. Super good with Amanda.
Yes. Sierra,
everybody.
Maya, like, I love them. Gabby.
Sam. Yeah. Can you tell us anything about that? Anything about Sam and Corey?
Gosh, that it's been a rough winter house.
Yeah.
Watching it back. Like, it takes a toll on any relationship.
But we didn't see anything major from him.
It's just the fact that like they weren't defined.
Yeah.
And you left the door just enough open for women to maybe think that they had a chance with you. And I think that's what sucked.
Yeah. I mean, good for her then if she took that and, you know, and decided that that's not for her.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about your new man, Missy. First of all, you said you watch a lot of Bravo. Were you watching, be honest, Southern Hospitality?
I have seen Southern Hospitality before meeting Joe.
Okay, so you knew who he was.
Yes.
And had like an eye. Because he has some hair. You said you like hair. He has a little hair.
I wasn't at BravoCon. I wasn't even like thinking.
You didn't come to get your mojo back at BravoCon?
I was just like, because it's work, right? Like, it's more about the fans and about anything else. Mm-hmm. And it is exhausting. So I wasn't even putting myself out there because I was like, I don't even know if I could like perform. But, you know, he was
after you.
Yeah. And it was great. Like, it was instantaneous chemistry and I really enjoyed it.
So you hooked up there. You guys were pretty open about it.
Yeah.
And you're dating. And we found out that you texted us all the next morning. We all knew.
Yep.
And now you're dating.
Yeah.
So I was just
in Charleston for my first time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, so Southern Hospitality, for those that don't know.
I like that you just said, oh my God.
I did.
Yeah.
That's my real excited, oh my God. That means he works for Leva.
Yeah.
Like, it's a Vanderpump Rules style show.
Yes.
So he works for Leva. Does Leva give you any tea on him?
So we get back from BravoCon and obviously Lindsay and I do our download and I'm talking about Joe. And so she immediately texts Leva just to like make sure, okay, is this guy cool? Like, do we like him? And Leva had nothing but amazing things to say. So that was like another reason I was just like, okay, do you like this guy? And I saw her last night and she ships it.
She ships it. Mm-hmm. Are there any fears for you since you're now in this industry for a while? And some reality people can be shady, that there is like a, ooh, maybe we can, if I'm Danielle's hot stuff right now, like
opportunistic, you
right
mean?
A little bit.
So the thought obviously crosses your mind a little bit, but I'm just like in this place where I don't care. I'm just leaning all the way in.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
oh,
going
we said
for it.
Leaning in era.
Yeah.
You're in your leaning in era.
Yeah. Cause like I'm a year out from like my last relationship. I feel like I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm not just looking for casual stuff now.
Is he relationship ready?
Yeah.
He's a relationship guy.
Yeah. So like for both of us, like the timing is pretty perfect.
And is he a reality TV type of dude? Or is he
no.
like he happened to get on the show because he was working at the restaurant?
Yeah. Like okay. when we talk, like he has plans like outside of that.
Okay, good. We like that. Okay, good. Then I ship too. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I feel like everybody is.
Yeah.
Right? Are
because,
you feeling
like,
that?
He's wonderful. I think I'm pretty great, despite some episodes that might be coming up on Winter House.
But... Oh, no. Because I was going to say, like, so far, like, I feel like you never, the things people could say about you, you said this word earlier, which is another trigger word for me, cringe, right?
Yeah.
If that's the worst somebody can say, right?
I used it's to be like, the word. No one's gonna cancel to say you boring. Over cringe. Now I'm cringe. I'm like, to me, those things just make me human.
Yeah, like it's not. I feel like, you know, reality TV is so crazy. We see what happens with housewives and the drama and that. It's not that bad.
No,
you know, if that's your worst, cringe. Take it. You know, take it and run. I saw a video from BravoCon, Amanda and Kyle saying that they would bring back Hannah.
Yeah. I think enough time has passed. Like, why are we still holding on to, like, any grudges between Kyle and Hannah and, like, what went down?
Yeah.
I mean, she's hilarious.
Yeah. I don't think she would come back.
I don't think she would either. But it would be nice that, like, if we had a party, that she would just come through and it would be, like, normal. Let's just hang out together. It would be, like,
nice that everyone was okay.
Yeah.
At BravoCon, Carl and Lindsay were both there. Did you have to make sure that there wouldn't be any, like, overlap?
Yeah, I was on the lookout. And there was, like, moments where I was like, he's right there. You know, just texting her, like, just be prepared. Just because there's always that sinking feeling when you see someone you don't want to see. Yeah. But if you're prepared going into it, you kind of, like, walk in with your head held high. And, like, that's what I wanted for her.
You know you're going to see him. Again?
Them?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Did she let go of that timeline that she was so tightly on? Did this let her?
Yeah, I think that it's definitely loosened up a bit, but she's still a romantic. She still wants to get married. Yeah. She still wants to have babies. And she's dating right now. So, like, she's putting herself
Good
out
for
there.
Her. What do you think about people still going to Mexico for their wedding weekend?
So a lot of my friends still went, but what I didn't like was some people putting it on Instagram and, like, showing, like, you know, Carl's mom in a photo, and I'm just like, this is not cool.
It's a little tacky.
Yeah you could,
like, you don't
have fun
lose
with
the money,
people.
Still go
still go still have fun, but, like, don't put it out there.
Yeah,
don't rub it in people's
you
faces.
Girls still went on, like, her bachelorette that was supposed
that
to
was
be
fun.
Right, it was,
yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Do you think that some people should just retire from the show?
I mean, I might be one of those people. I'm like, I'm hitting my stride, but maybe I should, you know.
Now you have a good five more years.
I don't know. There is a shelf life to it, but, like,
once babies, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Once babies.
Or when, you know, life.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to move on from it.
Yeah.
I mean, I really did like my part-time gig that season 4.
You liked that? You really liked it?
Yeah. And I know people like, oh, like, that's an e, like, it, it hurts your ego or whatever. I
it was fun for you.
Yeah.
Because you started this whole thing for the fun and not for the, you know,
like,
you were there for the right reasons.
Your entire life is summer. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, my entire year, it becomes about summer.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, with winter and summer, I'm just like, what season is it? Like, where am I?
What did you think about Schwartz and Fletty?
I loved it.
You did?
I loved it because...
But, like, didn't you think it was ridiculous, the Katie name thing?
And her middle name is Marie.
No, that is pretty crazy.
It's
no, I didn't mean, like, that's crazy, but did you think it was crazy that that's the reason why he was, like, staying away?
Yeah.
You feel like it was, like, an excuse
but
or something?
But I guess if... I don't know, Robert might be... I wouldn't want to start hooking up with another Robert.
Oh, it would be weird for you, too?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a thing?
It's just like a... I don't know. You think about it.
Yeah. Who's the worst housemate on the show?
Ooh.
On Winter House.
On Winter House?
Yeah.
Ooh, that is a good one. Maybe I didn't see Corey clean a lot.
No.
And he was always the last to wake up or come out of his room.
Yeah.
Who knows what he was doing in there? But he was always the last to come out and it was already clean. The situation was
already
clean.
Oh my God, I don't know how you guys
cleaned.
Do it. When I see the cleaners in the morning, like, I would have to clean, too, because it's like you can't live in that. But I would be so mad.
Yeah. Well, because there was a meme out there where it's just like about, like, just the food and, like, us, like, just throwing, like, why do we throw food everywhere? Like, I don't understand it either.
Yeah.
Like, we kept goldfish in business, I think, because we were just throwing goldfish around and we would just re-up. Like, why were we getting more?
Why?
Just to throw it.
No, that's
so
wild.
Just, like, it doesn't make sense, but we just like to fling food.
When you're drunk.
If I'm asked back, I would do it again. I think, you know, I don't know. I have a boyfriend. I don't know. But, like, having a single Lindsay or a single, like, both of us, that could be really fun, taking on the Hamptons.
I mean, you're not single right now.
I know, but I thought about it and I took it back.
Would you want Joe to come on?
If Joe would still thrive at Summer House.
He would?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go, Summer. Thank you, babe. Thanks for coming on.
This is so fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.